Welcome to Let's Talk Loyalty, an industry podcast for loyalty marketing professionals. I'm Paula Thomas, the founder of Let's Talk Loyalty. Today's episode is hosted by Tom Peace, Managing Director of The Loyalty People, a strategic consultancy with a laser focus on loyalty, CRM, and customer engagement. The Loyalty People also runs a free global community for anyone working in the loyalty industry. If you're working in loyalty marketing, make sure to join Let's Talk Loyalty every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday to hear the latest ideas from loyalty experts around the world. Just before we share today's episode, I want to ask you to sign up to the Let's Talk Loyalty email newsletter. Our email newsletter is by far the best way for us to keep you up to date with all of the latest incredible loyalty stories we're sharing each week. It's also the easiest place for you to find our show notes, with links to everything mentioned in all of the episodes. You can sign up at letstalkloyalty.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Peace, Managing Director of The Loyalty People and presenter of Let's Talk a Little Loyalty. Welcome to this week's short summary show. This will be my last show recording Let's Talk a Little Loyalty, and I've really enjoyed my full year at the helm. I've reviewed some fascinating interviews by Paula with some incredible guests. Some of my favourites include David's Bridal, which used loyalty to create engagement in occasions rather than purchases. Also, the discussion between Charlie at Mando Collect and Izzy Finlayson about the importance of sustainability. And my favourite of all, Stuart Evans' open discussion about crypto, NFTs and Web3. Stuart really put these new technologies into a digestible and practical way for loyalty. In this week's episode of Let's Talk a Little Loyalty, I review the original podcast where Paula was joined by Peter Twine, the general manager of My School, My Village, My Planet loyalty program based in South Africa. This is a great episode to review as my last one, as it aligns to something I'm really passionate about: using emotional connections to generate loyalty rather than rational benefits in terms of points, air miles and cashback. My School, My Village, My Planet is an internationally recognised loyalty program with multiple awards at the International Loyalty Awards and in the South African Loyalty Awards too. It's a multi-partner program with a difference because rewards can only go to educational, charity, environmental or animal beneficiaries, not the members themselves. This program triggers both emotional and transactional loyalty results for the merchant partners invested in the program. Peter talks to Paula about how transactional loyalty through rational benefits is what most programs focus on, but the My School, My Village, My Planet program focuses on emotional or community loyalty. This is where the member collects rewards that go to support those most in need of help. The program has benefited many people across South Africa with financial support and medical treatments, and the program has proved extremely popular with members, crucially growing customer loyalty for active members, just like a traditional program. The difference here is that members feel a really strong emotional connection with the program, which is supported by the ongoing communication on how the donations are helping local communities. I really love this program as it really flips loyalty on its head, from personal gain to community gain, from personal investment. It's very clever and it's great to see a program that has invested really well in using loyalty for the betterment of society as a whole. You can find the main show at www.letstalkloyalty.com, which first aired on the 7th of September 2022. Episode number 272. Thanks for listening. I hope you have enjoyed all my summary shows. All the best and speak to you all soon. Tom.
This show is sponsored by The Wise Marketeer, the world's most popular source of loyalty marketing news, insights, and research. The Wise Marketeer also offers loyalty marketing training through its Loyalty Academy, which has already certified over 500 executives in 38 countries as certified loyalty marketing professionals. For more information, check out thewisemarketeer.com and loyaltyacademy.org. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Let's Talk Loyalty. If you'd like us to send you the latest shows each week, simply sign up for the Let's Talk Loyalty newsletter on letstalkloyalty.com, and we'll send our best episodes straight to your inbox. And don't forget that you can follow Let's Talk Loyalty on any of your favorite podcast platforms. And of course, we'd love for you to share your feedback and reviews. Thanks again for supporting the show.